What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on over to Catalonia, things are very, very tense there. Spain's King Philip VI is calling the independence vote illegal and undemocratic. Now, being the king, I'm sure it's he's going to see it as illegal. It's not undemocratic. It's an exercise in democracy. It's an exercise. The Catalonia is exercising their rights recognized by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights over at the United Nations. They have a right to peaceful self-determination, and unfortunately, so far, it's not very peaceful. Now, Catalonia is going to formally declare independence from Spain this coming Monday, and the sparks are going to fly. Spain has already started sending the army into Catalonia, two convoys of troops. And that, of course, is not going to calm things down one tiny bit. And apparently there are already clashes starting to break out between Spanish loyalists and Catalonian independence supporters. But what we're seeing here happening in Catalonia is the violent reality of the European Union. Once you are in, you don't get to leave. And I'm sure that the British people are looking at what's going on in Catalonia and wondering if that will be brought down on them when they finally go forward with the Brexit. See, it's easy for rulers to talk about democracy and freedom and so forth, but when you are threatening to take away large amounts of their land and their tax income, it's a whole different story. And they're going to get out the clubs, and they're going to do everything that they can to just hang on to the livestock, because that's how they see the people. And around the world, everybody is now accusing the European Union of hypocrisy and double standards for declaring the Catalan independence referendum illegal. The EU certainly, and again, this is all the globalists. They're getting sick and tired of all these independence referendums, whether it's Crimea or Kurdistan and now Catalonia. They've got to find a way to stop this, or their almost new world order is going to start really falling apart. And as if this is going to make anything better at all, apparently Tony Blair is believed to be in the running to mediate talks between the Catalan administration led by Carles Puigdemont and the conservative leadership of Mariano Rajoy in Madrid. And Tony Blair is another politician I wish would just retire and go away. We all know phony Tony lied to his people to get him into Iraq. And he should not be out there running around the world acting like a big star right now. Over in France, Macron sparked fury by backing Spain and saying Catalonia does not have a right to secede, even though it is written in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Interestingly enough, Spain has bragged in its major newspapers that it used its military hackers to try and hack into and destroy Catalonia's poll while it was taking place. I don't know that I brag about it. It obviously didn't work. 90% of the vote still favored independence. But again, it shows what governments are willing to do to maintain power and control, because that's their only real agenda. Maintain control, maintain power. Everything else is window dressing. Julian Assange came on out and said, what Spain did to the independence referendum goes way beyond anything Russia is accused of doing in the U.S. Spain used their military hackers to rig an election. They failed miserably because election rigging can swing a contest a few percentage points. It cannot reverse a landslide, or everybody knows that's what happened. Now, Sir Alan Duncan in Great Britain, he's a staunch Europhile, a Remainer. He's out there. He's angered a lot of people. He said the Brexit campaign has stirred up a lot of sentiment about migration among people who do not usually vote. And he accuses them of throwing a tantrum over this immigration, over the refugees, over the migrants, trying to make them feel bad for their concern over the deterioration of their culture and their society that this mass migration has brought into the country. And I have a comment for Sir Alan, which is that the people of Great Britain have every right to throw a tantrum when the government of Great Britain is acting contrary to the best interest of the people of Great Britain. And we're seeing all around the world governments that seem far more concerned with illegal immigrants and refugees than their own citizens, because they're building the global government, the new world order. It will be beautiful. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over in Germany, they're trying to recover from the recent elections. And yes, Merkel has retained her job as chancellor. But the three major parties, all three major parties in Germany suffered major losses. And the brand new up-and-coming parties, significant gains. And so now the president of Germany is out there. He's saying that the country is divided by walls of misunderstanding. You know, people are just not understanding the good things about migration and immigration. People are just not understanding all the good things about being part of the European Union. In other words, he's coming across like he thinks the German people are all idiots and morons. That is not going to get you reelected either. And I think people, not just in Germany, but everywhere, here in the United States of America, they're just fed up with this attitude that exudes from our political leadership that they are oh so smart and we are all oh so dumb, because it's just not true. I keep thinking about that comment back in the Watergate scandal when Deep Throat was meeting with the Washington Post reporter in that garage, and he was responding to this idea that Nixon's people were the best and the brightest, and he said, no, the reality is they're not very smart at all. They got to be Nixon's henchmen because they were willing to do what Nixon wanted without question, including the bugging, sabotage, and so forth and so on. There is now a story here about this illegal Somali immigrant. And apparently he got into a fight and he killed a man and tried to activate the deportation order that he'd been dodging for 4 years with the idea that he would be deported, flown home, and he would escape justice for the murder. It didn't work out. And has now had his day in court. Again, migration. It's a filtering process. You are not getting the best people from the source country. You're getting people who couldn't make it in their home country. You're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. You're getting people who are criminals and they want to expand the range of their criminality, like MS-13 here in the United States. So, now I have a little bit of a clarification on that story that came out the other day about how over in Great Britain, they're looking at a law where repeated viewing of terrorist websites, terrorist content, could result in a 15-year jail sentence. Well, apparently, Home Secretary Amber Rudd came on out and clarified it and said that those who view despicable terrorist content online, including jihadi websites, far-right propaganda, and bomb-making instructions face the full force of the law. Far-right propaganda. Does she mean me? Moi? Far-right propaganda? This is one of those laws that can easily be abused and skewed to become an instrument of suppression. All right, we got a bunch of calls on the line here. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, Mike, you got to go easy on Tony Blair. I mean, he's just trying to get some kind of Spanish aid plane to fly over Catalonia to get shot down so they could send their troops over there to help the people not achieve their own independence for their own good.
Well, I don't think they need to use a false flag situation. I mean, it's just like when the United States declared independence, Britain invaded. And that clearly is what Spain is planning on doing. And this is going to get very, very bloody. King Philip VI is not, he's not going to want this to happen at all. And Catalonia is not going to want to go back to being part of Spain.
Well, that's what they have done. Hey, Mike, I have to disagree with you, you and Dustin from the Jersey Shore about Michelle, because everybody knows that white males are the cause of political dissent in the U.S., and that if Hillary was elected, that there'd be a higher level of political consciousness that Black Lives Matter, except if you're Danny Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I do agree with Dustin when he said that it is kind of fishy about those 23 ARs that were in the hotel room. It kind of seems like a little too heavy to carry. And then when you had that Spanish woman running around saying everybody's going to die, I just have a feeling she was maybe like in the housekeeping staff or something and saw some stuff.
That could very well be. That could very well be.
And lastly, I just don't think that, well, after what happened with Vegas and they're coming out with all this anti-gun type of talk, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I mean, I live in Japan, and I've also lived in America and some other countries too, by the way. But the cultures are different. I just think it's very hard, like when you have a culture in America that glorifies war and arms and invasions of other countries, and it puts people in a whole different mindset. And, you know, Japan is a little different, and maybe it's also different in Australia. And I think until something like that changes, that you're never going to get into any kind of realizable anti-gun reform laws.
Well, again, as I mentioned the other day, anytime a government descends into tyranny, one of the first things they're going to do is disarm the general population. So that they can't fight back. They can't stand up and say you're fired, which is the whole point of the Second Amendment, to give the American people the means to resist oppressive government. And there's actually a United States Supreme Court decision, United States versus Miller, which said the Second Amendment guarantees to the American people the right to keep the same weapons as used by the uniformed services. And that's basically laying it out right there. But this government is afraid of an armed population. They want to keep their guns. Dianne Feinstein's keeping her guns. All these celebrities that are talking about we've got to ban guns, they all have armed bodyguards and security. It's just you and your guns they're worried about because they understand the American people are getting really, really angry about what's been going on in this country for decades.
And gun sales go higher every time after there's an event like in Vegas or anywhere else.
Oh, that's They'll already happening here, and you think that they would realize that it is counterproductive, and especially now where you have the GOP Congress saying that they're not going to consider gun legislation while emotions are still running high from Las Vegas, and it's a wise thing to do. Never make an important decision in the heat of a moment, but that's the whole point of that false flag. So I would say, unfortunately, tragically, we may see another one of these in the very, very near future.
Stay out of the shopping malls Christmas time.
Who has
That's
money?
That's all I can say. Yeah,
all right.
You're right. Hey, Mike, nice talking to you, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All right. I tend not to go to the shopping malls in Christmas anyway. The decorations are already going up. I by this time next month, I'll be in full Ebenezer Scrooge mode. By the time we get to actually Christmas, it's not decorations, it's decor, and it's tacky. I mean, there's Christmas stuff all over it. The one thing that we actually can't find, though, is Christmas wrapping paper. I don't know why, but that apparently is not on the list anymore. All right, let's take another phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just a couple questions. You know if there were any drones flying around the concert before the shooting?
With cameras for any possible video they were going to make of the concert itself. You don't have a concert that size without having a video to to license out to TV after the fact.
Okay, that's interesting. And the final question: there was talk about the Australian guy who had a room right next to the so-called shooter. Any word about where he is? Or what happened?
Not right now. I imagine he's probably on his way back to Australia after his vacation got interrupted so rudely. But again, he said that there were definitely multiple gunmen on that floor, and he said that it was the police who shot one of the security guards.
Right, I heard that, yeah. Okay, well, that's it. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jake in California. Aloha, Jake. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I heard you say yesterday something about that the Echo was a second gun shooting at the beginning of the concert.
No, I said we had to take into account that some of what was recorded on the video could have been echoes from all those hard surface buildings all around the area. But there is one video which definitely definitely records the sounds of two different automatic weapons firing at different rates, and that proves that the second was not an echo of the first.
Well, we got that when you're listening to the echoes, because those will be slightly slower than the actual weapon being fired.
No, they won't.
Well, I was in Iraq, and I'll tell you, when you're receiving fire and it's echoing off the buildings, it will be a little bit slower.
The only way it would be slower is Doppler effect, which means there'd have to be a tremendous relative velocity between the shooter and the echoing surface, or yourself and the echoing surface. But the physics of an echo are it'll be reduced in volume, but it will be exactly the same pitch and duration.
I don't know about that.
Go read a high school physics book.
Well, I've been in Iraq, and I've been shot at by numerous AK-47s, and I'm telling you, when it bounces off the building, it's not the same frequency.
Okay, well, you were under fire at the time, and I would suggest that maybe your perceptions of the moment are distorted by adrenaline. But again, get a high school physics book on acoustics, and you will verify it for yourself. That two different firing rates means that they're not echoes of each other. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go and get on back here to the news coming up on another commercial break. Phone lines are completely empty now, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news, interestingly enough, a federal judge has refused to dismiss a lawsuit claiming the FBI used an unconstitutional subpoena to spy on anonymous supporters of jailed journalist Barrett Brown. Now, if you remember Barrett Brown, he was arrested in September 2012 and sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in prison after he shared an online link to files stolen in the 2011 hack of the security and intelligence contractor Stratfor. And U.S. Magistrate Judge Maria Elena James found that the lawsuit plausibly alleged that the government abused its subpoena power to try and unmask the identities of unnamed donors who raised money for Brown's legal defense, presumably so that they could be harassed. So that lawsuit is now moving forward, and that is a very, very good thing indeed. All right, we're coming up here now on a commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about some computer stuff, a lot of things going on out there. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. There has been yet another data breach, this one the biggest ever. Yahoo is admitting that a data breach that happened all the way back in 2013 affected all 3 billion, with a B, accounts. That's like half the population of planet Earth. And it happened during 2 separate data breaches. And basically, the entity responsible for selling Yahoo agreed to cut $350 million off the company's sales price early this year following these revelations. And, I mean, that's – I mean, Verizon is acquiring Yahoo, and they formally closed the deal in June. But apparently – I mean, this is horrendous. That is a huge hack. It's totally out of control. And this is why I think we need to go back to a cash-based society. You can't hack cash. I got a quarter in my pocket. I dare you to hack that. And until they can get this cybercrime problem under control, The government and the bankers have absolutely no right whatsoever to push a cashless society on us. Apparently, the White House and Equifax are now saying maybe using social security numbers for an ID wasn't such a good idea after all, which is interesting because there actually at one point was a law that said the only thing social security numbers could be used for was social security. They weren't to be used for anything else. And everybody who used them for a college ID or file ID or account ID or credit cards or anything, they were all technically in violation of the law. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha. See you about
aloha snack bar.
Oh, that works again. I just had a thought cross my mind earlier since this whole fiasco with Vegas and so forth at nauseam has occurred. And I'm reminded of the Boston Marathon bombing. Not that the two are connected. At least
no.
I hope not. But what prompted my train of thought about the Boston Marathon bombing is that, one, they've now coming out with a film about it, about people that were involved in it or
yes.
victimized in it and so forth, which I thought was pretty sick to be capitalized
well,
on.
Well, they're trying to cement the official legend in the mind of the public. It's like when they made that movie about Flight 93, the let's roll, we're going to deliberately crash our own plane and save lives, which
yeah.
is not what actually happened. And Hollywood is the handmaiden of the propagandist. They're going to make movies that resell the official story over and over and over again. And I certainly have no intentions of seeing a movie about the Boston Marathon bombing, just as I didn't see Flight 93. I'm not interested.
Well, I can empathize on that note, even though, unfortunately, it did come on major TV or regular TV or whatever channel. And, unfortunately, my other half decided to sit up and watch it, and I'm thinking, are you nuts? But, to say the least, I'm looking at, since that was about 4 years ago when that event happened, and they're now coming out with a film about it, the question is, how long, many years, whether it be 5 or 10 years from now, that they come out with a film regarding the Vegas shooting?
Probably as soon as they feel they need one, and it won't be seen as exceptionally tacky.
Well, there's that, too. And the question is, how much they're willing to, well, not a matter of how much they're willing to, but how much they can think they can milk it for.
Well, usually when they make a movie for propaganda purposes, getting a profit would be nice. That's not the main objective. And they're willing to absorb certain amounts of economic losses. You know, what they'll do is they'll set up these production companies as shells, which basically you want to do anyway. That's why on movies you see today, there's a whole bunch of, production company names at the beginning. These are companies set up to invest in that one film only. And sometimes you're not
yeah.
really sure where the money comes from. Very often it'll
yeah.
be coming directly from the government. And they'd like to make a profit. That's not their real agenda. And if the film loses money, they just shut down the Shell Corporation and everybody skedaddles. Anyway, listen, Francis, stay on the line. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Francis in North Carolina. We're talking about Hollywood movies and how very often they're used to promote propaganda, to sell the official story to America as to what happened. I got an email from somebody saying that they've heard there's already talk of a movie based on the first responders in Las Vegas. So they may feel they need to rush that on out and get people to see that. And people tend to believe what they see in the movies, even though it's not true. Good example would be Hillary and silencers. People actually think that there are these little tubes you can put on a gun and pull the trigger and there's no noise, like you see in the James Bond movies. It's a movie. They don't really exist. And I remember go ahead.
That didn't take them long to come out with that now, did it? However, on a side issue, when you mentioned about whether it becomes financially advantageous or not, it doesn't really matter. It reminds me of a scenario back about 5 or 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, where the question was is whether or not the production of genetically modified food would be financially advantageous to submit to the everyday public because of what they go through to conduct such a genetic engineering to start with. And I heard it said, well, you know, it would not be financially advantageous because they would take a loss and cut in finances and all that. And I thought, you know something, when it comes to messing with the gene pool of the food that everyday people use to keep themselves going, do you really think they concern themselves with how much of a loss and cut in finances they're going to suffer? No, they're more concerned about how they're going to affect the everyday person's life and the fact that it's going to send people to the pharmaceutical industry to get a remedy for something that is really going to mess them up physiologically. So
there's another aspect there. What I think Monsanto's grand design is because I'm sure that Monsanto scientists knew that this little 10-yard or 10-foot buffer zone around the fields was not going to contain the pollen from the GMO crops, and that over time heritage plants would become contaminated with the designer genes. And I think what Monsanto's plan is for the natural varieties of food to go extinct, possibly along with the honeybees as well. And that would force every food provider on Earth to buy their seeds from Monsanto. And once they're there, they can start raising the price on those seeds. They want to have a monopoly on food production the way the Federal Reserve wanted to have a monopoly on the global economy.
Ouch. Well,
that's what I think.
Yeah, that would certainly send the gene pool right down the drain.
Well, again, the way these products are being recklessly marketed without really knowing what they're doing, and we're seeing Monsanto is out there, rather than address the fact that there are demonstrable issues with glyphosate and the genetically modified corn, they're just spending all their money suppressing this information, threatening the media, don't you report on this or we'll pull our advertising, ghostwriting articles to go in the science journals and so forth and so on. Their attitude is, we don't care that the product doesn't work. As long as we can keep the public in the dark, everything is fine.
That's true. Of course, then again, Monsanto, you know, is not the only one. There's the Syngenta, there's Bayer, there's a whole myriad, Cargill.
Well, I wouldn't call it a myriad. I mean, there's a whole bunch of players, but I would imagine that they're probably all, you know, they get together, the CEOs get together, and they're figuring out best way to maximize the profitability of what they're all collectively doing.
Oh, gosh. That's a genetic roulette of a nightmare. Or is that backwards?
Well, you can make that argument, but again, I think most of the damage that we're seeing coming out of GMO foods is not intentional. It's incidental, it's accidental, but they're just in such a rush to get these products on out and beat the competition that they're willing to take these chances with other people's lives. I'm still of the opinion that Morgellons disease is a very early example of a mistake with GMO, because where this Morgellons disease outbreak happened was the same place that they were growing test fields of early GMO crops, and those little fibers that were growing out of people's skin, somebody tested them and they found plant DNA in there. So that may have been a rather bad mistake. Unfortunately, it does seem to have gone away, but all it's going to take is one mistake to create an extinction level event like epicyte breaking into the wild.
True. Whether they consider it as a mistake or intentional, the question is, I think it'd be more intentional, because otherwise they would correct the issue, which they have no intention of doing to start with because of their interest.
Okay, we lost our connection there for a minute. Could you back up a little bit for my benefit?
Oh, okay. I apologize.
No, it's not your fault.
Whether it's intentional or accidental, I think it more to be intentional, because otherwise they would do what they need to correct the problem. But with the financial aspirations in place, they have no intention of doing it. As long as they can get their bottom dollar, they don't really care.
Well, I think the idea is they don't want to try and correct the problem because that would mean admitting that there's a problem, and that would devastate their current sales of that current product. They'd basically have to go back to the beginning and develop a whole new product all over again and convince people that it was going to be safe. And from the point of view of the CEOs, it's much less expensive, much less costly to just keep your public relations department out there suppressing this information.
You're nailing it. You're nailing it. Oh, gosh. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to let you go and switch over to James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to make a comment about the Barry Seal movie, then I had a couple of questions about the Paddock family.
Yes.
Have you seen American Made?
Have not seen it yet.
I saw it today, Mike, and I would rate it a 5 out of 10. It was a little bit hokey. It didn't really seem like it was, it seemed almost like a comedy, but I'd give it a 5 out of a 10. And do you know if the victims will be able to sue that guy's estate? Because so many people are going to be paralyzed and hurt, if a will comes out, will he have any claim on his estate in a lawsuit?
Yeah, I imagine they would.
Suit?
I imagine they would, and he's a multimillionaire, so you're going to be able to find all kinds of lawyers who are going to be willing to work on contingency to present such a case, because there's definitely an expected return there. But if you want to talk about going after the deepest pockets, again, there's a compelling case for negligence on the part of the Mandalay Bay security staff who let this happen. 23 guns up in the room, plus foreign security camera hanging there in the hallway, and security didn't notice it.
Well, I'm curious if that guy changed his will, or, sometimes when people, they start acting, selling certain things and moving things around, so I'm just curious if there's any kind of a trail, if we'll ever hear about him, his will, or... Because his brother, did you see the video of his brother? His brother was
again, terrible. I don't think this guy was actually the shooter. I think he was just along for the ride one way or the other. But again, it doesn't matter what he's done with his will. If there's a civil litigation, it's going to come in ahead of everything that's in the will. Because outside debts and obligations and settlements come first, and then if anything is left over, it would be divided up according to the instructions in the will.
But if he was planning on dying or whatever, he might have made some recent changes. One interesting thing, somebody mentioned about the guy next door from Australia, and I forgot that they said that lady was an Australian citizen, the one he wired that money to.
Well, apparently he wired that money to his girlfriend, to his girlfriend's
right,
home in the Philippines.
Australian, he's an Australian, supposedly an Australian citizen, but... It's sad. It's very sad. We all got to pray for the people and hopefully they'll have some legitimate charities we can donate to.
Well, at this point, I'm sure that somebody's going to be setting up something for the survivors and for the families of the victims. But again, I would imagine that already the lawyers are queuing up for lawsuits against Paddock's estate and against the Mandalay Bay itself. And possibly even against the venue where the concert was held, because obviously their security was inadequate.
Did you see that video with his brother?
Yes.
Does he seemed kind of odd, but I guess he's under a lot of...
Yeah.
I was going to ask, are you planning on seeing American Made?
Probably I'm going to wait till it comes out on cable, because my lady love... the theaters out here in Hawaii are value engineered, and the seats are incredibly uncomfortable. And Claire just can't sit through an entire movie in those hard seats, or she gets all kinds of pains and stuff. So we tend to not do theaters at our age, and we just wait patiently for it to come out on cable.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We had a comment the other day about how the film is teasing and tantalizing about Clinton and Bush, but it does stop short of significant revelations. And apparently information, public files in the Arkansas, the police files, are no longer there. So somebody already preemptively had a massive file cleaning here. All righty. Let's say, move on here. We were talking about Equifax. Huge, huge mess there. They're discovering already that another additional 2.5 million more Americans were hit by the Equifax breach. And we may still not have the whole number. Now, with that in mind, this is really going to sound amazing. The Internal Revenue Service has just awarded a $7.25 million contract to Equifax to verify taxpayer identities. Right now, all things considered, I don't know that Equifax should have been awarded that contract. But again, the whole computer sphere, if you will, is just a horrible mess. Code writing has become very sloppy, just like the GMO companies are rushing out their products without adequate testing. We're seeing the same thing with software companies. They just get the software out the door and they sit back and wait for you to find the mistakes and send them in, and then they'll fix them in a later release. Because that maximizes their profitability. They don't have to have an internal quality assurance department that's anywhere near as large. You know, they'll do alpha testing internally, then it goes to the beta testers, and then it goes on out there. But every new release of Microsoft Windows goes out with thousands of known bugs. About there. And that's why we see all these breaches. It's not just Equifax, it's Yahoo. It's your banks. It's the cable TV companies. It is wildly out of control. And part of the reason is because modern software development has become very complex, where the software is being developed by large teams of software engineers who don't really have an overview of what this is going on inside the system. Just everybody's got their little assigned task. And that makes it very easy for major problems to slip all the way through to the end. And that's what the cyber criminals are looking for, along with the mandated backdoors coming from CIA and NSA. And that's why our current IT system on a national basis is an absolute disaster and an embarrassment. It is wide open to these kinds of intrusions. And to me, if I had Donald Trump's ear, I would say this is a critical national emergency, because computers are not the little toy hobby gizmos that we knew in our youth. They have become a critical component in our nation's economic machine. And if you're spending all your time getting the software to work, then you don't have time to do work on the software. If you're spending all of your time prying the criminals out of your system, then you don't have time to do that which it is that you're paid money to do. And it's rather amazing to see the very lackadaisical attitude coming from the government regarding this problem. I mean, if you break into a government computer system, they will come after you. But for the rest of us, just let the script kiddies run wild. That will force them to buy security software, and that's good for the economy. Because everybody buys a $600 computer, they're going to wind up spending another $400 on antivirus, anti-malware, and so forth, which doesn't always do the job. Right now, cybercrime in this country is costing billions and billions of dollars every year, plus countless hours in lost productivity. It is a clear and present danger to the nation's economy. And nobody in Washington, D.C. seems to want to do all that much about it. Maybe it's because they can't. Because the software has become too big, too bloated, too decadent to effectively manage. Or maybe it's because much of the cybercrime is originating from NSA and CIA, another way of plundering the people. You know, forget about civil forfeiture taking $20, $30 from a driver. We'll just go on out there and ransomware a bunch of hospitals and stuff and get more money that way. Remember Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago the other day was saying they weren't going to raise taxes on the city, but they were going to balance the budget by having special police squads that did nothing but go on out and write tickets all day long for any minor infraction they could find. We're living in an age where the government is pillaging and plundering its own people. Why should it not happen in the online world? So, as you know, North Korea used to have a single internet link through a hard wire to China. They actually don't have a lot of internet in North Korea, contrary to all the propaganda about those North Korean hackers and how they broke into Sony, which, by the way, they didn't. It was an internal leak. But apparently, Russia has now provided a second connection to the internet, which makes it much more difficult to threaten to cut North Korea off of the internet entirely. Maybe I need a second line through Russia. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I mean, if you really think about it, what is the proper function of the government relative to the people in the nation? It's basically to make sure the nation can function, that we have good roads so that we can get to work or transport products easily and quickly, good rails, same reason, that we have stable, reliable electric power, clean drinking water coming out of that faucet. We would have to add to that, in the age of the internet and computers, that we have a stable, secure internet that we can rely on to convey our data from point A to point B without being intercepted and used against us. And on so many of those levels, our current government has failed. I saw a video the other day taken from the cab of one of these long-haul tractor-trailer rigs out on one of the major highways, and just huge holes in the pavement. And you could hear the truck just rattling and shaking as it's going over those holes. And they can't go as fast as they'd like because of the holes. I understand FedEx is upset. They're having to spend almost twice what they predicted they were going to have to spend on tires for their cars because of the poor quality roads. Here in Hawaii, we have, according to the Department of Transportation, the worst roads of any state. And somebody did a calculation and figured out that the average Hawaii driver spends $700 a year on repairs for their vehicle caused by the deteriorated roads. And with that light rail project going on, it's worse than it was before. We all know about the problems with tap water all across the country. It's not safe to drink anymore. We're seeing more occurrences of blackouts in our various cities. And, of course, as I pointed out before, the state of the art in software and computer security is abysmal. It's another product that's being marketed that doesn't deliver what it's supposed to. And it's kind of amazing to hear the government scream so much about Russian hacking, when their negligence over these last several years is why the internet is so wide open. Now, apparently, Google has found 7 security flaws in the widely used DNS mask network software. And these are all security vulnerabilities. And 3 of these could allow remote code execution on a vulnerable system to hijack it. Now, DNS mask is a lightweight network application tool designed to provide DNS forwarder, DHCP, and router and network boot services for small networks. And apparently it's got lots of problems. And it not just theirs. We're hearing more and more reports about how these routers we have in our homes have wide open holes in them. Always remember, change the default password on the router. That's the first line of attack. Be right back.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.